Denne talen er produsert av Philadelphia-kirken i Drammen, en aktiv og livskraftig pinsemenighet. Vi ber om at det du nå skal høre, vil gi deg styrke og velsignelse i livet ditt.
We turn to Matthew chapter 7. Do you understand Australian? Yeah, you understand it? It's a little bit like English. Matthew chapter 7. We'll go verse 21 down to verse 23. Shout, got it, when you got it. Are you lying or you really got it? You got it? All right. Okay, this is read, so it's Jesus speaking. It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom, but only he who does the will of the Father who is in heaven. Verse 22. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Verse 23. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoer. That's pretty heavy, right? We're going into a time of miracles, signs, and wonders like we've never seen before. What used to be like what you heard going on in Africa, it's invading the streets of Norway. All these Africans up here on stage going nuts, that was a prophetic act. It means the fire of Africa's back. Yeah. Come on, you Norwegians. Time to get some African fire in you. I can run with the Africans, man. I'm Australian. I can do that, man. I got it. I can go tribal. What about you? There's a fire. There's a fire. And with fire, you got to choose. Are you for it or are you against it? There's no middle ground. There's no, I can just do what I did before the fire came. Nothing's the same once the fire falls. Once you've had a touch from Jesus, you can't be the same again. I'll say that again because that was awesome. Once you've had, you're not encouraging me, so I may as well do it myself, right? That's fantastic, Andy. Come on. I believe in you. Good on you. Okay. I thought I was in a Pentecostal church. Hey. Once you've had a touch from Jesus, you can't be the same again. Yeah, there we go. That means you can try. You can be like, I'm just going to do what I did before. Good luck with that. Once you've been in the same room as Jesus, you've seen too much. You walked into a big heaven bomb tonight. Yeah. A big trap. You walked in, it's too late for you now. Jesus is in the place. Jesus has touched your heart. You'll never be the same again. But are you going to agree with it or not? You can say no. He's a gentleman. He loves you. He respects you. If you say no, he will back off. But he wants you to say yes. He wants you to ask for more because there's so much more. Some of you are thirsty. Some of you want more. Some of you are like, this is all a little bit weird for me. But it's too late for you. It's too late. You've been exposed. It's on you. He's on you. If you want to be in a relationship, you both got to agree to be in the relationship, or else it's not a relationship. It's stalking. It's a weird kid up a tree looking through a window. It's weird. Get down from the tree or we're calling the cops. How many people in the room are in love? Like with a person, I'm not being spiritual now. How many people in the room are in love? You know, there's that special someone. Yeah? Okay, next question. Does that person know? Okay, next question. How many of you they don't know? I saw that little half a hand up there. Well, friend, I just want to tell you, you're not in a relationship. Right? She's not your girlfriend. This is good preaching. For a boyfriend and a girlfriend to be a boyfriend and a girlfriend, they need to both agree that they're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend. Right? I remember one time in our church, one of my best mates in the whole world, his name's Dave Pearson, right? And Dave, now Dave's like, he's an okay looker. He's not ugly, right? You know, like if you're going to scale him, he's probably a good like 7.5. You know, like he's like, hey, good on you, mate. Hey. You know, but what takes Dave to 10 is he's just so confident. He thinks he's a 10. Dave thinks he's a 10. And he's like, and he sells it so, he doesn't sell it. No, but he, but, hey! No, he doesn't sell it. No, but he's, he so believes in himself, it's contagious. So Dave comes to church, and he's been there a while. I'm not preaching right now, so I'm just going to, I'm not going to blame the Bible on this. So Dave comes to church, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like, he sees Dina, and everyone say, woo, right? Right? Now Dina is gorgeous, right? Like, she's beautiful, right? Way out, well out of Dave's league, you know? Like, he's a 7.5, she's an 11, and it's like, Dave, mate, good on you for believing in yourself, but I don't want to see you crash and burn, mate. You know, like, oh. But he was just like, nah, that's going to be my wife, you know? And Dina was like, nah. For ages, I'm talking a year, Dave was like, you're my girlfriend. And she's like, I like you and I think you're funny, but I'm not your girlfriend. And he's like, hey, don't talk to your boyfriend like this. And he literally, this guy has no rejection issues at all. Like, and no, it's like he doesn't hear it. And like, for a year, it was the weirdest thing because they were like getting to know each other and stuff. But he was in a relationship that she wasn't in. And it was bizarre. And he's like, you want to go on a date? No, I'm not your girlfriend. Now, it would have been weird, except she liked him, right? So it wasn't like stalker alert. But what I'm saying to you is, the relationship between Dave and Dina started the day that Dina said, okay, I'll be your girlfriend. Not a day before. Not the day before when Dave was like, you're my girlfriend. She's like, no. It happened when they came into agreement. That's how relationships start. Right? Doesn't it, guys? Doesn't it now? Love. Ah, love. Ah, love. Well, now Dave and Dina are married. Yeah, give it up for Dave and Dina. We all love a happy ending. I made them both up. They don't exist. No. No, they do. They do exist. They do exist. They're real people. Real people. Now, the thing with relationships is that when it's with two people, you could be smarter than me, right? So let's say Top Gun and Maria. I can't say Geirvin. I can't say Geirvin. That's a very Norwegian name. So I call him Top Gun. Top Gear. Top Gear. Top Gear. TG. Which isn't even his initials. Okay. Right? Now, he just got married this year. Right? To another girl that's just way out of his league. You know? Ah, come on, come on. You won in this, yeah, come on. Yeah, we all know it, you know. You're beautiful, Maria, you're lovely, right? Now that we've got that sorted out. Now, let's say, and heaven forbid, you know, let's say they get into a conflict, which would never happen. But let's say they did. Now, we all know Maria is smarter than Top Gear. Right? So, let's say this is good preaching. There's a lot of truth in it. But let's say that 75% of that conflict, Maria's right. But there's still 25% that he's right. Isn't that annoying? Because you might be mostly right with someone, but they might be a little bit right as well. That's the problem with relationships, you know? It's never just straight black and white. Except that your relationship with God is easy. Because if you come into a conflict with Jesus, you are completely wrong, and he is completely right every single time. Hey! 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 Why don't you just thank him right now? Thank you, Jesus, I'm wrong. Yeah, that's a good prayer. That's power in that. Okay? So what we're saying is, Jesus is saying, hey, I never knew you. You never knew me. I thought you created me. I thought you prayed for me. I thought you died for me. I thought you loved me. And now, like, you never knew me? Well, that's not what he means. He means we were never walking together because we were never in agreement. See, you can know God but not be in agreement with God. And the Bible says, Jesus says, you're my friend if you do what I say. Now that's a little bit selfish, isn't it, Jesus? You're my friend if you do what I say. I'm only going to have friends that do what I say. Kind of narcissistic. Except that his way is always right. And his will is perfect. And if you do what he says, it's going to be good for you. He's the perfect friend. And if you want Jesus to know you, do what he says. Come into agreement with Jesus because he's always right. That was a word right there. I'm going to say that again. Come into agreement with Jesus because he's always right. Yeah. Okay. So when we're talking about your salvation, we're talking about three things. The first thing is, you got saved. That's called justification. That means that the moment you give your life to Jesus, you become a new creation. This is what Jesus believes about you. I don't care what you believe about yourself. I'm talking about what Jesus believes about you. The second you give your life to Jesus, the second you say, I open up my heart, come and be my Savior, come and be my King, it's not just a prayer. Jesus comes and you become a new creature. There's no such thing as a sinner Christian. A Christian is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. You are a saint. Like I'm like a saint, like I've got my own special day and stuff. Every day is special for you. You're a saint, not like a Catholic saint, like a Bible saint. You're holy. The day you give your life to Jesus, your sins are washed away. You're holy. Well, how holy am I? You're as holy as Jesus is. Because you become like Jesus. You become righteous. You become glorious. You actually become as Jesus is. Here on earth. Now. Saved. It's nothing you did. It's something he did. This is the gospel. This is what Jesus believes about you. And if you agree with him, you're in relationship with him. Oh, but I feel dirty. Yeah, but you're not, because he's not. But you don't know what I've done, Andy. Yeah, but I know what he did for you. But you don't know my family. No, but I know the family of God. And the day you give your life to Jesus, you get a new bloodline. Your family curses are broken. Oh, this is good news. This, I hope you're really quiet because you're eating, you know, and not because you're like, I hope he finishes soon. I am finished soon. The next one, that's about your spirit. The next part of your salvation that Jesus believes is called sanctification. That's a big word. Sanctification is about your soul. It's about your mind. It's about the way you think. It's about your ego. It's about your character. It's about your subconscious. It's about your personality. But I'm grumpy because my dad was grumpy. I get really angry because that's the way my family is. Well, I was so hurt, and that's why I'm really bitter towards the world. But Jesus isn't bitter. Jesus has every right to be bitter. But he's not. This is about your mind. And when you come into agreement with Christ, the truth sets you free. Well, I thought I was already free. Yeah, you got a heart transplant. You didn't get a brain transplant. You are like Jesus, but you're still thinking like an idiot. No. Oh, come on, this is good preaching. It's good news. It's good news. Like, okay, so you've got a princess. You've got a princess in Norway. You got a princess, right? What's her name? Oh, that's a hard one. Say it again. Mette-Marie. Am I saying it right, Svigermor? Mette-Marie. Okay, so sweetheart Eminem. The day she was born, she was a princess. She wasn't? No, that one then. Magna Luisa. The one that was actually born a princess. I'm not talking about marriage and all this. I'm talking about, right. Her. Ingrid. Ingrid. I can do that. Okay. Ingrid is a baby, but she's a princess. But she doesn't know she's a princess. She's like one day old. She doesn't know anything, really. But it doesn't mean she's not a princess. It doesn't mean that she's got a bank account full of a lot of Norske krona. It doesn't mean she doesn't have a whole country. She doesn't know it. You know what she knows? Eat, sleep, poop, cry. That's what she knows. And when we get born again, it's exactly the same thing. You don't know everything that just happened. But it doesn't mean it didn't happen. But it's not until she learns the PIN code to that bank account that she can start, you know, living the princess life. Oh, this is the gospel. You think Norway's big? How about heaven? As soon as you become born again, you become royalty of an invisible nation. Oh, that's fantastic. I'll just put in the PIN code, right? Oh, come on. And the more you learn about heaven, the more you learn about who you are in Christ, the more you start acting like Jesus. Because you already are like Jesus. When we read our Bibles, we come into agreement with Jesus because this is the mind of Christ. This is the truth that sets us free. I'm not reading my Bible to find out where it agrees with me. I'm reading my Bible to find out where I disagree. Because now I've just found somewhere that I'm believing a lie. And when I repent and when I say, God, I don't agree with you. I must be wrong. I swap my life for his truth and I become free. Amen. The last part of the salvation, and I'm finished, is called glorification. You're going to get a new body. You don't have a new body yet. Anyone think that they're glorified yet? I've got a glorification test. You can stand there and you can run at that wall. And if you run through it, I'm wrong. Should we try it? No. Jesus ascended and he came back and he started walking through walls. He started turning up places that he wasn't. His appearance changed. People didn't know who he was. And then all of a sudden they did. When you see him, the Bible says you'll be like him. You're going to get a new body. And you're going to get a new name. A new identity. That hasn't happened yet. That's in heaven. That's the other part of our salvation. This is what Jesus believes about you. If you agree with him, you're walking with him. You know him and he knows you. Now, the thing about salvation is that it's not inside of time because you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Have you ever seen the Goodyear blimp? You know the blimp? That bigger balloon that flies over the football stadium. Have you seen that? Okay, let's do something else that you know. What do Norwegians know? A hot air balloon. You got them. Come on, you got to have one. Okay, so you go up in the hot air balloon and you're watching a parade. There's a parade going on in Drammen. Now, it goes up this street, and this is your justification, right? This is the past. And then it goes down Main Street, and this is your sanctification. This is your present, right? And then down here, that's the future. That's your glorification. But Jesus sees you outside of time because he was and he is to come all now. Jesus is at your birth and in eternity with you in heaven right now. Jesus is before the beginning of the world right now, and he's when it's all finished right now. Revelation says the lamb that was slain before the beginning of the world. So literally, the crucifixion, Jesus on the cross, was outside of time. Wow, this is like... But it is, it's outside of time. It's eternal. Jesus took all the sin of the world from the beginning of time to the end of time. And he took it all to himself on the cross. Bang. Yes. Good piano player. Yes. So, what actually Jesus sees is from the day you're born to the day you're with him in heaven, he sees you like that now. He sees you glorified. He sees you at the right hand of the Father in Christ. It says in 1 John 4:17 that as he is, so are we in this world. I'll say that again. You didn't get that. As he is, where is he? Is he on a cross? No. Is he walking around Israel saying some cool stuff? No. Is he in a tomb? No. Is he in hell? No. Is he ascended at the right hand of the Father right now? Yes. And Ephesians says that you are seated with him in heavenly places. Now. If you feel dirty, come to Jesus and he'll wash your sins clean. If you're hurting, Jesus isn't hurting. Come to Jesus and he'll heal you. As he is, so are we in this world. And if you have the faith to believe it, you are the glory of God. Years ago, there was one Jesus walking around the planet and he changed the world forever. The truth is, today there's over 2 billion of us who don't know who we are. Holy Spirit, open our eyes to see who you are and who we are in you. That we are the fire of God. We are the glory of God. We are Christ on earth. The hope of glory for the nations. If you've never given your life to Jesus, I'm so excited for you. Because Jesus is here to meet with you today. You don't get saved by a prayer. You get saved because Jesus comes into your heart and he takes the old away. Jesus isn't going to fix you. He's going to kill you. He's going to give you a new life. See, the Bible says that Jesus became our sin. He didn't just take your sin, he became it. And he took it to hell. It's dealt with. And that's awesome because Because he became your sin, you become his righteousness. You don't just take it on, you become it. That same stuff that Jesus is made of, that same stuff, that's the stuff that you're made of. You are Christ-like. You are like Christ. This is the gospel. Is it too good to be true? It should be, but it's not. It's exactly the way it is. I can't save myself and you can't save yourself. I'm not a good king for myself. If I get my way, but when Jesus gets his way in your life turns to heaven. If you need to give your life to Jesus right now, why don't we just bow our heads? Just so there's a little bit of privacy. Hey, guys, hi, this is serious now. Good. There actually isn't a more powerful moment than right now. And this isn't between you and your friends or you and other people. This is between you and God. This is about relationship, because God knows you and he wants you to know him as well. And right now, God is reaching out his hand. So if you once knew Christ, but if you're honest with yourself, you're not where you used to be. You're far away in your heart. It's time to come back to God. Or maybe you've never known Christ. Maybe this is all new information. Maybe you haven't even stepped into a church before. Or maybe you have, but you were just playing some religious game. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian. Like going to McDonald's doesn't make you a Big Mac. You can play the game all your life, but at the end of the day, you're just robbing yourself of an incredible relationship with God. He loves you. He's jealous for you. So while the church is praying right now in this moment, if you ever once knew God but you're far away from him, or you've never known him but you want to get to know him, while no one else is looking around, would you just lift your hands up so I know who I'm praying with? Thank you over there. Thank you over there. Thank you up there. Thank you so much. Thank you over there. There's hands going up all over the place. There's salvation in the house right now. I'm not saving you. I'm not your savior. Holy Spirit's here. He's convicting hearts. There are more. I just break fear right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. It's time to get right with God. He loves you. He's never given up on you. He's got such a plan for your life. Thank you over there. I see that hand. We're going to pray a prayer right now. I see you up there. Thank you. So if you lifted your hand, or you didn't, but you know you should have, one last time, I'm going to count to three. Just lift your hand up again. One, two, three. Up you go. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, this is awesome. It says that heaven parties, the angels go crazy in heaven when one person gives their life to Jesus. And I love miracles, but the greatest miracle is someone giving their heart to God. The greatest miracle, greater than an arm growing out, greater than the deaf hearing or the blind seeing or the dead being raised, is the new creation of salvation. That's the greatest miracle. There isn't a greater one. So why don't we just, as a body of believers, pray this prayer together with our new brothers and sisters. Dear Jesus, thank you that you died on the cross. You died on my cross so that I can sit on the throne with you. I thank you, Lord, that you became my sin, that you've washed me clean, and now I am your righteousness. I am holy as you are holy. I am glorious as you are glorious. And I'm seated with you in heavenly places. Thank you, Lord, that I'm going to heaven. Thank you, Lord, that I'm a Christian. Thank you that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. And from this day forth, I will never be the same again. Amen. Hey! Amen.
Talen du nettopp hørte produsert av Philadelphia-kirken i Drammen. Du kan laste ned flere taler fra vår internetside philadelphiadrammen.no. Philadelphia-kirken i Drammen en aktiv og livskraftig pinsemenighet. Ønsker du mer informasjon, du velkommen til å kontakte oss.